This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Authorities are continuing to search for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person and injuring 11 others, including four treated at hospitals. Rescuers have pulled out dozens of people. Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. About half of the building's roughly 130 units were affected. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it's not known if that was a factor in causing part of the building to come down. Authorities say a fire swept through a martial arts school in central China earlier today, killing 18 people and injuring 16 others, some seriously. The Associated Press reporting the fire is out and police detained the person in charge of the school. Investigation is just getting underway into the cause of that blaze. Workers and residents in Sydney were ordered to stay home for a week today as authorities locked down several central areas of Australia's largest city to contain an outbreak of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. So far, 65 COVID-19 cases have been reported in the flare-up linked to a limousine driver infected about 2 weeks ago when he transported an international flight crew from Sydney Airport to a quarantine hotel. But authorities have since identified scores of potential infection sites visited by thousands of people across central Sydney, including the city's main business district. Australia has been among the world's most successful countries in containing COVID-19, with just over 30,000 cases and 910 deaths. Via remote, this is VOA News.